USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a move to help put foreign influence into our elections, the Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Georgia prosecutor, examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election, is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's demand that American gas stations lower their prices is being met with disbelief and anger.
Gas and oil executives are roasting President Biden after he blamed them for rising prices at the pump. Biden recently laid the blame for high gas prices firmly at the feet of U.S. energy producers. Biden tweeting, "Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product." The U.S. Oil and Gas Association responding by saying, "Make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101.
That's Tim Berg reporting. Japan is sounding the alarm on Chinese military activities near its disputed territory. This week, Japan's defense ministry reported seeing Chinese and Russian warships near the Senkaku Islands, which Beijing says is theirs. The Japanese deputy chief's cabinet secretary accused the Chinese Communist Party of violating Japan's national sovereignty in the East China Sea. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
If President Biden did nothing at the southern border when he became president, the border wall would be in place and the security of the United States would be intact. As we all know, that was not Biden's goal, as open borders is what he wants. The flow of drugs and human trafficking is in full swing as a result of Biden's policy. Oklahoma Republican Representative Stephanie Bice on Newsmax says Democrats are ignoring the crisis on the southern border.
Yes, I think Democrats have stuck their head in the sand and are ignoring what is truly a crisis at the southern border. 240,000 roughly in the month of May, and that's who we apprehended. And, you know, this administration is really incentivizing illegals to come into the country. And what it's doing is it's actually helping the cartels. The cartels are the ones that are benefiting from all of these migrants crossing into the U.S. If we're going to talk about humanitarian rights, let's have a conversation. But this administration truly doesn't want to talk about it. They would rather focus on other things that they believe are more important, like, you know, the woke left.
The microwave oven-sized Capstone Pathfinder mission to the moon is experiencing a problem as the probe stopped communicating with NASA shortly after yesterday's successful deployment from Earth's orbit. Capstone is designed to test a unique elliptical orbit around the moon for a planned lunar gateway, a small space station that will allow for a sustained human presence on the moon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.